This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well, the few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, they interact one with another. Folks, if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, or go to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1, double E. Folks, you can also give us a call at any time over the next 45 minutes. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, yesterday we were getting to something, and I didn't get to, I didn't have the opportunity to go into great detail concerning the things that I wanted to highlight, namely Sharia advisors, Barack Obama's Muslim appointees in high security positions. I'm going to give you a little history behind the guys that have been appointed because we see that. What's going on in Orlando right now? People are trying to figure out what's going on. We had a Muslim shooter. Oh, by the way, friends, did you also know that he was a sodomite? Did you know that he was a homosexual? Did you know that his wife said he was unstable? Did you know that the FBI cross-checked him twice, but they kept giving him a pass? Did you know all this? And yet the American people are trying to figure out what's going on. And what do we see today, friends? Just came out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Here it comes. Obama calls for the reinstatement of unconstitutional assault weapons ban and illegal no-fly, no-buy legislation. Friends, I was on the head of the curve once again, and I praise God for the giftings here, friends. But the bottom line is you've been told, and you've been told, and you've been told what this is about. Who gains from these atrocities? Who gains from these mass murders? Who gains from all of this? I mean, we can't let a good crisis go to waste. We better use it up. Wait a second. Who's creating the chaos? Who's creating the crisis? Folks, we know that he worked for the Department of Homeland Security. Who's doing the appointing? That is the person that's responsible for what's going on against we the people in this country. Look no further than the White House. Okay, friends, we're going to get to that in just a couple moments. Before we get to that, Sharia advisors, Barack Hussein Obama's appointees, I want you to listen carefully because there's been a lot of talk around the Orlando shooting, friends. Many of the eyewitnesses actually came forward and said, wait a second, there was more than one shooter. As a matter of fact, there's even one guy holding the door shut saying, you can't go outside. Oh, wait a second. Is that a theory? Absolutely not. That's not a theory. This is from an eyewitness. But isn't it interesting that when the eyewitnesses begin to give detail concerning the shooting in Orlando, all of a sudden, because it doesn't fit the narrative, you don't hear a peep about it. So what we've done here at the Sons of Liberty Media on sonsoflibertyradio.com is, well, we have a little audio to play for you that, again, the state-controlled narrative does not want you to hear. And why is it that they don't want you to hear it? Because if there's more than one shooter or one perpetrator, friends committing the crimes against the innocents in that particular club in Orlando, then that means that there's a conspiracy. And friends, there is a conspiracy. Listen to this eyewitness that took part with his eyes and his ears giving you as to what he's seen in that club that night. Listen carefully.
When he entered, he went straight towards the right. He never came towards the left. The left room, which is considered like the hip-hop room, that's where the majority of my friends were, and that's why we didn't get hit by any of the bullets, because we automatically hit the floor and we started like trying to find somewhere to get safe. But everybody that was pretty much in the right room either got injured or kind of ran out through the other back door.
What's the right room called? Or is that type of room?
I guess like the hip-hop room. They just have like a really long bar there and mirrors everywhere.
So do you think he was working with somebody else? Is that what?
I mean, I'm pretty sure it was more than one person. Like I said, I heard two guns going off at the same time.
Two guns going off at the same time.
And it was just, it was very, very, very crazy.
How long did the shooting
last? I want to say it lasted for about 8 minutes. Like, he was in shock and he just kept on shooting and shooting and shooting and just walking around.
Was it rapid fire? Was it shooting shot?
No, it was rapid fire. It's like, and then he'd like change, put another ammunition, and then change.
Now that's interesting. He heard an automatic. Well, when you watch the videos that the state controlled narrative has thrown out there, it is single shot, friends. Now, is that not interesting? He also said that there was two shooters that were shooting the people up. Now, listen carefully what he says. When he goes to the door, listen to what he encounters. Go ahead, Sam.
And I was like, this is a gun. This isn't fireworks. Like, we need to leave. But I think that, like, we just need to create a better awareness, too. Like, you know, just when you're going out, like, even if you go to, like, movie theaters and stuff like that, like, always know where your exits are. That's one big takeaway that I have in this situation, because, I mean, I feel like I could have saved a lot more people if we knew where the proper exits were. So in a moment of desperation, we're all crawling on the floor trying to find a place for the exit. And I look to my right, and I see that a lot of people are going through some curtains. So we start digging through the curtains, and we finally see a door, and we try to, like, actually leave the door and exit the door. As we're getting out of the door, there's a very, like, narrow passage. It must have been, like, maybe this thick, and there's probably, like, 50 people trying to, like, jump over each other and just, like, exit the place. And there was a guy kind of holding the door.
There was a guy holding the door, not letting anybody out.
And we're like, what's going on? He's like, you guys have to stay inside.
He said, like, what's going on? The man holding the door said, you have to stay in here.
And, like, the sound of the bullets are getting closer and closer, so everyone starts to panic. People are getting, like, trampled and stuff. And, like, you know, we're like, let us out. And the first thing that came to my mind is, if it's an altercation between two people, you know, like, oh, I don't like this person or whatever, then you have an automatic handgun and you just, like, shoot or whatever. But the fact that somebody came in there and out of nowhere, all you hear is like, I was like, this has to be some type of either hate crime.
Is that not interesting, friends? Sorry for the bad audio, but that's how it came across. This was the interview. This is an eyewitness that said there was two shooters. He said that when they went to exit, he said there was a man holding the doors. That was not let out to the state-controlled narrative because it doesn't fit the narrative. They need the lone wolf, friends. You need to understand this, okay? This is an eyewitness to the murder and the murders that took place in Orlando. How come we're not hearing about this? Folks, you do know that he worked for the Department of Homeland Security. And who's appointing these Muslims to actually be placed in such high positions in the government? And folks, furthermore, the FBI, they gave him a pass. He was investigated twice, said he was okay. His wife said that he was unstable. And folks, now it's coming out that he was a sodomite. You know, so what's going on here? You're not quite getting the facts once again, are you? Well, again, you need to look no further than the White House, folks, and that's where we're going. Be right back.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday, folks, during the first segment, I'd actually brought to your attention what the Star and Tribune, they call it the Star in Minneapolis, the propagandists, the communists themselves, actually had on the front page of their paper just this last week. It had huge bold letters, Orlando, comma, the world weep is what it said, not weeps, it said world weep. And then it said, FBI looks for clues. I was bewildered. I'm taking it to new heights here, friends, of stupidity. And how stupid they want you to be. They want to believe that you're that stupid to overlook the fact that this White House has been appointing into high positions, high security positions as well, as governmental positions in this country by none other than Barack Hussein Obama. Now, what's also interesting, friends, is when the FBI said that they were looking for clues as to what happened, folks, now they have surveillance of this mass murderer coming into this club. They have surveillance of him casing the place. Okay? And it amazes me how these things always come down. And then the first thing that happens is Barack Hussein Obama and the likes of none other than the criminal herself, Hillary Clinton, are calling for what? Gun restrictions. Now, for the life of me, friends, I don't understand what people don't understand as to what's going on here. Or here's another talking point they want to get you off on. The terrorists. The terrorists. Well, folks, the word terror, again, Oxford English Dictionary, means government by intimidation. We know that since September 11th, we have been partaking and eyewitnessing the American government, which is foreign to the God-ordained institution of our constitutional republic, which is based on the Mosaic Institution. It is foreign to our way of government, okay? We have seen a foreign government in the United States of America in operation, appointing and assaulting the American people at every given opportunity. Now, my point is this. Every time these things happen, as I said during the first segment today, friends, who does this work for? Why is it that they're always calling for gun legislation? Why don't they call for pulling these gun-free zones? Why don't they pull those bans, friends, which are unconstitutional? Everything that they do, friends, is unconstitutional. Therefore, it's null and void. But again, if you didn't know that, why would you try to enforce that? And it's also interesting to know, friends, that these people know how to lie better than the good people of this country know how to tell the truth to their own shame. And again, it's always the same narrative, always the same narrative. Something happens like this, friends. And then what do we find out? We find out later on that the government was a part of those that were a part of the crimes that were committed against we the people. We've seen that time and time again, friends. Paid provocateurs. Hey, folks, I mean, they're looking forward to spending the rest of eternity with Allah. So these dummies, these useful idiots, literally go in and they commit mass murder, and they know that they're going to be taken out because someone convinced them that they're going to be transported immediately to Allah. And folks, there's really people that are this stupid. It's also interesting to note that of the 508... Okay, the 508 potential terrorist attack in America have been thwarted by the FBI, right? But it's also interesting to note that in many cases, friends, they're the ones that are actually responsible for provoking the act. Have you taken the time to think about that? So they create the crime, and then they go out there. When they thwart it, they throw that person in jail, and then they accuse them of everything that they were told to do. And then they tell you that it was thwarted. I want to tell you something, friends. Take that over to the TSA. Just food for thought, a little bunny trail here for you. The TSA has prevented, they have thwarted zero terrorist attacks. I want to tell you the greatest advocate to terrorism in this country comes directly from the White House. Every step of the way. Everything this administration does advances the created CIA-created monster, the world's new SS, friends, comes directly from the creation of the CIA. Just a week and a half ago, Hillary Clinton blurted the truth out in her confusion. She told you who was responsible for it. Intelligence agencies across the world that have the know as to what's going on will tell you who's responsible for this. I don't know what people need to see before they understand who the responsible party is as to the things that are going down in this country today. Every time something happens, friends, oh, hey, by the way, going back, a good portion of them that have been thwarted by the FBI, hands down, have been Muslims. Who's tearing down the borders and who's bringing forth an influx of illegals into our country, regardless if you like it or not? That's who's responsible for what's going on in your country. And the reason they're doing it is because they want to plunder you and they want to disarm you. And they want to disarm you because they want to plunder you without any resistance whatsoever. Do you not understand this? So, going back to the first segment, the FBI looks for clues. And by the way, I'm not accusing all of them that are in the FBI or in the CIA as being bad, corrupt, wicked. I'm not at all. There's good people in all of these agencies, these bureaucracies. But the fact of the matter is the American people need to stand up and shut down the bad ones. We need to deal with the leaving that's leaving of the lump, friends. Because they operate covert-like. And you need to have these things brought to the light so you understand who the responsible party is. And that's what I'm going to do right now again. Sharia advisors, Barack Obama's Muslim appointees in high security positions. Keep in mind again, Homeland Security has already labeled you, America, as the terrorist by these appointees. Are you ready for this? I want you to understand who is calling you the terrorists. All right, besides Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration. Okay, let's call it for what it is. it is. It's truth that makes men free. And I say, let's tell the truth and shame the devil. So let's begin to shame the devil step by step, okay? Now, also forgive me of my Middle Eastern tongue, friends. It's not quite there. So if I pronounce their names wrong, do forgive me. But here is one of the appointees by none other than Barack Hussein Obama, Arif Alakhan. He was Assistant Secretary for Policy Development for the United States Department of Homeland Security, appointed by none other than Barack Hussein Obama. An opponent of Mr. Bush, by the way, Mr. Bush is a part of the problem as any other president, friends, to the current, into the present time, okay? He's a part of the problem. He was the one that established the Patriot Act, what is a violation and a usurpation of the Constitution of the United States of America through the act of tyranny. You know it as none other than the act, the Patriot Act, which not one member of Congress or your representatives, not one of them, friends, had time to read the bill before it was passed. It was pushed through at 3:30 in the morning under George W. Bush's watch. Okay? Just so you understand, they're pushing the same agenda, just a different administration, but the same people under the different administration. Okay? An opponent of George Bush, prosecution of the war on Islamic terror, Alakhan was responsible for derailing the LAPD's effort to monitor activities within the city's Muslim community, where numerous radical mosques were known to exist and where some of the 9/11 hijackers had received support from local residents, friends. Okay, had there been a reality of who these hijackers are, and who they were, and who the responsible party is. I'm not saying that there was not hijackers. I'm just simply saying, friends, who were the ones that actually paid them to do the job in which they did. In April 2009, President Barack Obama's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Janet Napolitano appointed Alakhan as an Assistant Secretary for DHS's Office of Policy Development. Okay? Hussam Alaush, Executive Director on the Council on American Islamic Relations, Los Angeles branch, praised the well-deserved appointment. In 13 days prior to the Department of Homeland Security's appointment, Alakhan, a devout Sunni Muslim, participated in a Muslim Public Affairs Council fundraiser titled, Be the Change. Be the Change. What is Barack Hussein Obama's slogan, friends? Change. Wow. Change. Wow. This is interesting, friends. To support that organization's leadership development programs, Obama appoints two devout Muslims to Homeland Security posts. Obama and Janet Napolitano appoint devout Muslim to Homeland Security post. Arif Alakhan as Assistant Secretary for Policy Development, friends. Here you have the fox in the chicken coop, friends. The fox in the chicken coop creating policy. Now, I want to remind you, America, policy in this country follows law. Law does not follow policy. So if you set this straight and you put the law there, it's going to show you who's committing the crime. And I'm already telling you who it is that is responsible for committing the crimes even now. We're going to come back to the next one.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about none other than Sharia advisors appointed by none other than Barack Hussein Obama, who takes his orders from none other than a devout Muslim, Valerie Jarrett. He tells Barack which pants to wear. Talking about the appointees, Muslim appointees in high security positions, just trying to help out the FBI friends who are trying to play stupid in the face of the American people. Concerning the details and clues concerning the Orlando shooter. Just the shooter, friends. Eyewitnesses saw more than one shooter. They heard more than one going off, one gun going off. But again, you're just supposed to go about and do as you're told and believe what you're told, America. Don't you dare raise any objections to the story in which we tell. So during the break, I was thinking about San Bernardino. Eyewitnesses insist there was three shooters in San Bernardino, but you only heard about two, and conveniently, they were taken out. Hey, folks, I said eyewitnesses, not eyewitness. Eyewitnesses say three men dressed in all black military attire were responsible for the shooting in San Bernardino. But did you hear about that? And folks, I could go on and on and on and on and on with these massacres that you hear about. And for some reason or another, the eyewitnesses are never allowed to tell the whole of the story for some reason or another. Why do you think that is? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. Folks, on the radio show today again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, you do need to understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. During the first segment, I asked you the question, friends, Who does this work for? Why is it that every time these things happen, and isn't it interesting, all the mass murders since Barack Hussein Obama has had to deal with under his representative government, friends, not leadership. And by the way, he's not representing we the people. He's representing they, the special interest group. They, those that mean to destroy this country. That's who he represents. And he told you that. Friends, you need to pay attention to what's going on here because this is easy to see. It really is. You know, it's interesting. I had a friend yesterday just out of nowhere. Doesn't listen to the radio show. It's interesting that yesterday he texted me and he said, Bradley, I just wanted to tell you something. And I said, what was that? He said, your prophetic insight as to what took place 6 years ago. We just seen it happen in Orlando. Oh, I know. It's interesting because when I tried to warn the homosexual communities that the Muslims were calling for their execution years ago, MSNBC came after me, omitted 1 minute of my radio program, and tried to make it out as me calling for the execution of the homosexuals. He said, it's amazing how prophetically accurate you were. Yeah. He should listen to the radio show because the Spirit of God is very faithful regardless if we know what's going on or not. If we listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is telling us, friends, He's always warning us as to what's coming down the road. It's also interesting to note we were talking and we spent much time on, friends, over and over and over again. Did you hear about the AK-47 that was used to kill 50 people? And the point is, friends, how people in the conservative movement love to talk about the specifications of the gun rather than the person responsible for pulling the trigger. And this email came to me without me even thinking a thing about it, friends. 50 people were killed in Orlando by a shooter. Okay? One eyewitness heard an automatic, and what you hear through the state-controlled narrative, folks, is not an automatic, but that's what the eyewitness heard. What you heard on television was a semi-automatic. Boom, 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 boom. But why aren't we listening to the eyewitnesses, friends? And then when the FBI comes about and hopes you play stupid enough to believe their and take their lead for it, friends, they're looking for clues as to what took place, but they don't tell you the facts. And they surely don't want to tell you about the fact that he was an employee of the Department of Homeland Security who has already labeled you, America. Listen to me. This administration has labeled you the terrorists. And Barack Hussein Obama, if you want to look at who's pulling the trigger here, friends, who's appointing these radicals? Who's appointing these Muslims? Hey, folks, it's in their book, The Doctrine of Devils, friends, to kill the infidel. So once they kill the infidel, you stand back and try to figure out what just happened? Really? Let's go to the next guy that was appointed by none other than Barack Hussein Obama. Mohammed El Abayari, Homeland Security Advisor. Now we have here an individual that is an Islamic cleric. Admirer of the late Ayatollah Khomeini, a mass murderer of his own people. He advised numerous law enforcement organizations on homeland security related matters, was named to President Barack Hussein Obama's Homeland Security Advisory Council in 2010, misused classified documents in an effort to promote the notion that Islamophobia was widespread on the backs of none other than homophobics, the homosexuals, just like I said. Now, this is what I love about the prophetic, friends, and I'm just writing what the Lord is doing here and what He's been doing here for a long time. I'm sitting in California last week, and an individual looks at me and he said, did you know that Sharia law was on the heels of the homosexuals? And I didn't even say anything to him, friends. I've been saying this since day one. They are using the same methodology, friends, as the homosexuals are. The same exact methodology. And by the way, the LGBT communities just came out yesterday and blamed the Christian right for the crimes of the Muslims. You want to talk about confusion, friends? And I'm going to bring this to a culmination at the end of the show so you can understand what's going on in your country. Confusion will be gone in a split second, friends. Mohammed El Abayari. He is a Texas-based Islamic cleric who founded Lone Star Intelligence, LLC, a security crisis consulting firm, and the Freedom and Justice Foundation, FNJ, a Muslim nonprofit group established in November 2002 to promote a centrist public policy environment in Texas by coordinating the state-level government. Aren't these the people that are saying and decrying American law and saying that Sharia law is above American law in Texas? Why? Of course. Yes, it is. What do you need, America? What do you need to transpire before your eyes are wide open? El Abayari was a guest speaker at a December 2004 conference in Dallas titled A Tribute to the Great Islamic Visionary, which was held in the honor of the late Ayatollah Khomeini. When a reporter subsequently asked El Abayari to explain why he had chosen to appear at an event honoring the iconic jihadist, El Abayari claimed not to have known in advance about the conference agenda. When journalist Rod Dreher of the Dallas Morning News voiced skepticism about El Abayari's explanation, the latter threatened Dreher, telling him, expect someone to put a banana in your exhaust pipe. In other words, we're going to blow your car up. Wow! Did you hear about that? Do the state-controlled narrative, friends? Absolutely not! Let's just go ahead and stack high security positions in this country with the enemies, with the sworn enemies of America. And then when these attacks take place, we'll play stupid America under the FBI's directive and try to figure out and try to get a hold of some clues as to what just took place in our backyard. You need look no further than the White House. I mean, this is the administration that is taking trillions of your dollars, laying the debt on your back, and giving it to your sworn enemies in Iran. But why should that come as a surprise? You've already been told about Valerie Jarrett, an Iranian-born Muslim. Well, what do you think the correlation was there, friends? Here you have it. They are slowly disarming you so there is no resistance when they plunder, when they rape, and when they kill, friends. And if you think I'm kidding, just hold on for a moment. You need look no further, friends, than France and Germany and Denmark now. In October 2011, it was reported that El Abayari had recently been given access to a highly sensitive DPS database, the Homeland Security State and Local Intelligent Community of Interest, containing hundreds of thousands of intelligent reports intended solely to aid law enforcement agencies. In fact, El Abayari was the only Homeland Security Advisor Council member out of 26 who was permitted to view the HSSLIC. Huh. Man, sounds like he's finding favor with somebody, huh? Well, who appointed him? None other than Barack Hussein Obama. In October of 2013, El Abayari said, I do consider the United States of America an Islamic country with an Islamically compliant constitution. What did I just tell you, friends, yesterday? They are tearing down your law to be compliant with the illegals and what they came from. So it'll be like going from their desolate lands to America, because what they did over there by destroying their own, they wanted to do it over here as well. Go ahead and destroy. And by the way, if you look at their communities, that's exactly what they do. That's exactly what they do. Hey, folks. I do consider the United States of America an Islamic country. Who appointed this individual? Barack Hussein Obama. On more than one occasion in 2013, El Abayari said that his close friend, former Holy Land Foundation president and CEO, Shukri Abu Baker, who had been convicted in 2008 of financing the terrorist organization Hamas, was in fact an innocent victim of political persecution. Who appointed him, friends? Hey, just talking to the FBI and the CIA right now. I'm playing stupid with you, okay? I'm playing stupid with with you, those that want to set the narrative. If you want clues, why don't you look to the White House? You did swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And I want to tell you something, too. You're in the lot with us, like it or not.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a 3-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples, make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I wanted to get my dad a Father's Day gift that he would use.
Kimberly was looking for gift ideas, so I took her through all of our Craftsman and DeWalt tools and our Toro Moores.
Ace is the place to thank dad for all he's done with a gift that lets him get more stuff done.
Head to Ace now to get dad the best gifts from our best brand and receive a free gift card for up to $50 each with select Craftsman, Toro, and DeWalt purchases. Offer valid through June 20th at participating stores. Gift cards must be used on a future purchase and are subject to terms and conditions. See store for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So here you have Bradley, like the little dog Toto that pulled the curtain back on the big scary face of the Wizard of Oz. So I was thinking during the break, police audio suggests that there were multiple shooters in the Dark Knight Massacre. Eyewitnesses saw in that Colorado shooting, remember the movie theater shooting? Interestingly enough, friends, there was several eyewitnesses that saw more than one shooter. But you weren't told that it was just one shooter. Hey, you just shut your mouth and you do as what you're told. And I'll tell you what, if you speak out objectionably in any sense of the word, we're going to send our little ankle biters on you and we're going to start calling you a conspiracy theorist. Really? Hey, folks, as I said during this first segment, who does this work for? Never let a good crisis go to waste. No, who's creating the crisis? That's what you have to ask yourself. Now, are there wackos out there? Oh, of course there is, but not as many as they need, friends. So what they do is they just help things along. And they set these little individuals up who are looking to get money. And by the way, some are compensated. And what happens? The crime is committed. And then they're either shot and killed or they're thrown away for the rest of their lives. See, because it works for their narrative. Who gains from these massive mass murders, friends? And why is it that the government, namely Barack Hussein Obama, is standing right there, along with others? Oh, by the way, did you know? Here's some hope for you. I'm being facetious. You know, Mitch McConnell's now talking about considering Hey, folks, he's talking about the drug trafficking, the cocaine trafficking joker, Mitch McConnell, friends, just so you know, is considering new gun legislation right along with Barack Hussein Obama. What? Is that a coincidence? No. No. Of course it's not. Ask anybody as to why things are going backwards in this country. Ask anybody in this country why the articles of impeachment have not been drawn up by anyone that serves we the people. It's because they are compromised men. They are compromised men. Friends, there are far and few between that are doing their job, but yet not one has drawn up the articles of impeachment concerning this individual that has committed treason against the American people on a daily basis for 7 3/4 years. That's a violation of our constitutional law. Hey, friends, that's a violation of anybody's law. Going back to our shooter in Orlando, because the FBI is looking for clues as to what happened here with the Orlando shooter, who is a homosexual sodomite Muslim. I mean, what's going on? I mean, was one of his lovers cheating on him or something? Or what? Right? Come on, let's think. You heard during the first segment, an eyewitness said there was two guns going off. The eyewitness said they ran to the back door where someone was holding the door shut and said, "You can't leave through this door. You have to stay in here." Well, this individual, we're told, was shooting away and he killed 50 people and wounded, 53 others? Man. And his wife tells he's unstable. And interestingly enough, friends, he was appointed to Homeland Security. And the FBI is looking for clues. They're looking for clues as where should we look? Look to the White House. And then after you look to the White House, look to your sin, which is finding you out, Numbers 32:23. That's all you have to do. Hey, folks, I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondman. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you to go upright. But if you will not listen unto me and will not do all of my commandments, saith the Lord, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, saith the Lord, I will also do this unto you. The first thing the Lord said to a disobedient people, I will appoint over you terror. I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, and they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. Did you hear what I said? Why is this happening? Read Deuteronomy 28 as well, friends. I'm going to keep pointing the finger back there. I am led to go to that specific portion of Scripture. And I want to tell you, just like everything else that starts shooting out of this ministry, you can rest assured, friends, it's coming. You can rest assured we're coming up to that point. And you do need to understand, too, the bad guys don't get away with this. They never do. That's all you have to do is look to history. It's there. But again, I want to help the FBI really quick. They're looking for clues. What about the appointee Rashad Hussein, a special envoy to the Organization of the Islamic Conference, OIC? He was named Deputy Associate Counsel to President Barack Hussein Obama in 2009. But America, you already knew this. In June of 2002, Hussein participated in a congressional staffers panel at the American Muslim Council's AMC 11th Annual Convention. Now, at that time, AMC was headed by the Muslim Brotherhood leader, Abdurrahman Alamoudi, who would later be convicted and incarcerated on terrorism charges. Well, let's go up to 2003, okay? Who appointed these people? Barack Hussein Obama. In 2003, Hussein was a recipient of the Paul and Daisy Soros Fellowship for the New Americans, which was founded by and named after, you ready for this? International criminal George Soros, his older brother and sister-in-law were at the same event. Oh! Who pulls the strings with Barack, some believe? Well, George Soros. You do know that George Soros, friends, is nothing short of an international criminal. You do know that, right? But that's who is showing up at these events with these appointees by none other than Barack Hussein Obama. Speaking of Rashad Hussein, I'm just trying to help out the FBI here, friends. Just trying to help them up just a little bit. They need a little help. Someone's got to pry their eyes open. We need to put some toothpicks in them so their eyes don't shut. And we need to point in the right direction. Because apparently these people could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. Because they're just going along to get along until they're needed no more. Next appointee, Salam al-Mariata. Obama advisor and the founder of the Muslim Public Affairs Council and its current executive director. He's the guy that accused Israel of responsibility for the 9/11 attacks. He's also a Hamas and a Hezbollah sympathizer. Man, that's crazy, isn't it? For the sake of time, Imam Muhammad Majid, however you want to say his name. Again, forgive me of my Middle Eastern tongue isn't up to par. But this was another individual that was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama. Again, friends, if you just tuned in, they're the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, just helping the FBI because they need a little help. They need a little help finding clues as to what happened in Orlando from that Muslim homosexual that killed 50 innocent people. And it's interesting that the LGBT all of a sudden pointed their finger back at the Christian right and blamed them for the crimes of a sodomite Muslim. And the FBI's looking for clues as to what took place there, all the while knowing that he's a DHS member, Department of Homeland Security. All the while knowing that he was vetted twice by the FBI, but they kept letting him go. Why? Because they're appointed, friends. Obama Sharia Czar, which are unconstitutional, from the Islamic Society of North America. Do you know that this individual persuaded the Department of Homeland Security to erase from its counter-violent extremism curriculum any suggestion that Muslim terrorism draws its inspiration from the laws and doctrines of Islam? Folks, kill the infidels. What do you need? You don't need to read the book. Hey, folks, you don't need to study the counterfeit. You need to read the real one. And when you read the Bible, you'll understand how they run counter to who we are as a Christian nation every step of the way, just like the individual in the White House that you've tolerated over the last 7 3/4 years. Hey, but he persuaded, after 9/11, the Department of Homeland Security to erase from its countering violent extremism curriculum any suggestion that Muslim terrorism draws its inspirations from the laws and doctrines of Islam. No, blame the American people. That's exactly what the Department of Homeland Security has done. That's exactly what they have done. Now, what about Eboo Patel, Advisor Council on Faith-Based Neighborhood Partnerships, has ties to Bill Ayers, Bernadine Dorn, Rashid Khalidi. Folks, these names are just so far out there. He was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama's Advisory Council on Faith-Based Neighborhood Partnerships in 2009. He describes the revolutionary communist Van Jones that CNN likes to entertain as an American patriot, a faith hero, and one of the true giants of history. Folks, hey, just helping out the FBI. They were looking for clues. Look to the White House. Hey, folks, look to God. Repent, for your sin is finding you out. That applies to everybody. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org. Org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.